I know we've been talking a lot about, well, not a lot about, but somewhat about how things have been going in the world. And we talked earlier in the week about, I mean, just briefly, but still significantly, about schizophrenia. We realize that it's not quite on that level for everyone, but people are definitely experiencing anxiety. People of all ages. Let's revisit a discussion we had about teen anxiety. Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I've just faded you into.
Go ahead and lie to yourself and pretend that you're a ray of light when you're a broken candle.
Paradise Fears.
Time with yourself.
Sanctuary.
You're moving way too fast for you to handle. Short on breath, heavy on time. You lost the words, but you found the rhyme. It's all just poetry now. The walls are singing. Are singing, hallelujah, amen.
Any of you teens ever experienced anxiety?
It's so dark in the room.
Not that unusual for teens to feel anxious from time to time. WebMD lets us know that really, though, and this is where it can become an issue. There are teens who do feel anxiety a lot more than others.
Just poetry now. The walls are singing. Hallelujah, amen. The walls are singing.
That can be so difficult mixing with the public when, for whatever the reason, anxiety is part of our personal mix.
The walls are singing. We don't really care who you are. We've kind of got this non-exclusive policy of determining exactly who we open up to and let into our family, then who becomes a part of our united mass of harmony. And that's kind of become the thesis to this song. Through suffering, acceptance, grief, and strife, there's no way that your puzzle piece fits into our puzzle wrong, because everyone is welcome on the stage that we call life. And we don't really care who you are. Everyone's capable of looking up and wishing on a star. So catch it, so contagious, this daydreamer's disease. And hope can be your sword, slaying darkness with belief. And we don't really care who you are, regardless of how lost you are returning from, regardless of how far. So bring me all the worst of your broken, bruised, insane. Because that's the thing with music, when it hits, you feel no pain. No matter what you did, I promise we forgave it. All that's left is your voice, you've got no choice but to raise it. All you broken hearts, all you dejected dreams, just let yourself be free. Because even broken wings can fly away. Secret meant to keep you safe tonight. I swear that everything will be alright.
I wanted you to hear that. We will definitely hear that again. I will play it again for you. Paradise Fears, Sanctuary. How many of you need a sanctuary? How many of you experience the fears, the drama at home, the drama at school, the inward drama? All of which, and others too, can lead to anxiety. Let's say your best friend tells you she's going to the airport with her dad to learn to skydive, and she is excited. But just thinking of skydiving causes you tremendous anxiety. And I mean, it is serious. She's going skydiving, but your stomach starts churning. Your heart starts racing. And you feel a lump in your throat when you try to swallow. You can't believe your friend is actually going to do this. And you think about it all day long. When she calls that evening, she says she can't wait to skydive again. Now, not only has she not gone once, she's planning to go again. And maybe again and again and again and again. Talking about it was thrilling. But while you and your friend are both thinking about skydiving, you're both perceiving the situation in very different ways. Any of you have a friend who talked about buying a motorcycle? And your friend saw that as a great way to experience freedom. Now, I can dig where they're coming from. Talking about, well, let's just say 200 horsepower, an engine with 200 horsepower. And here's the thing now. Instead of that engine with 200 horsepower powering a, let's just say, 2,300 pound, or let's just say a 2,700 pound car, it's going to be powering a 280-pound or 330-pound motorcycle. I tell you, 200 horsepower can move 300 pounds a whole lot easier and a whole lot faster than it can move 2,300 pounds, 2,300 pounds. Huge difference in what that engine, that same 200-horsepower engine, can do. You know how the people like the idea of getting on that motorcycle, being able to feel like they're out in the wide open, whether they're on the highway or back road in the country. All that speed and power at their control. Thinking about the wind blowing against them, even if they're wearing a jacket, the helmet, the wind, them just cutting through the space. And they're thinking about the freedom, the excitement. And you start tensing up. You start getting nervous because you're concerned that your friend might end up running into a tree. And I tell you what, having a motorcycle powered by 200 horsepower and hitting a tree is very different from having a 2,300-pound car powered by a 200-horsepower engine and hitting a tree. Neither is good, but one is worse. And you start tensing up. You're seeing folks on the road doing all this crazy driving, cutting in front of one another, cutting each other off. And you can just imagine in your mind, man, if this gets a little too close, somebody's going to be rear-ended. The bumper's going to be snatched off the rear of the car. It'll be dragging on the ground. The back of the car is going to be crumpled up. But now we're talking about a motorcycle. And you're talking about the back wheel, which is not far from the seat that the driver is sitting on. And if that gets tail-ended, oh, it could be real ugly. So you start getting tense. maybe we could even say anxious. For teens or someone else, anxiety is a normal reaction to stress. Things like tests, meeting new people, speaking in public, going on a date. How many of you recall the first actual date you went out on? Wasn't that one of those stressful situations, one of those situations that was a plus and a minus? I mean, you were excited because you were getting ready to do something you wanted to do. But at the same time, you were nervous because you didn't know how it was going to turn out, good or bad. So on the one hand, you're excited. On the other hand, you're nervous. Which did you feel more, the excitement, that positive excitement, or that negative stress? Going out on a date. Maybe competing in sports. You want to be in that particular, you want to be on that team. You want to play that game. But you still get a little nervous, or maybe very nervous, when you get ready to compete, even if you're with teammates. These kinds of things can make us feel apprehensive. They can make us feel very uneasy. But some teams react much more strongly to stressful situations than other teams. Even thinking about the situations, they're not even in it yet. It's not game time. They're nowhere near the football field or the basketball court. They're nowhere near the locker room. They're nowhere near the start time of the date. The date is still 4 hours off, 4 hours away before it's time for them to go out on that date. It can cause some teens tremendous distress. Anxiety can be a good thing when it helps you deal with a tense situation. Notice, when it helps you deal with a tense situation. For example, when you're studying for a test, a little anxiety can make you want to study hard so you do well. But at other times, anxiety can be harmful, especially when it's excessive and irrational and prevents you from being able to focus. That's when anxiety is trouble. Prevents you from thinking rationally. How many of you are thinking about a time when you were nervous and let's just say maybe the cause of your nervousness was legit, but the level of your nervousness was illegit? The intensity of it was just an overreaction. When anxiety is excessive, irrational, prevents you from being able to focus, is bad. Sometimes the anxiety can come between you and your friends, especially when you avoid going out with them or calling them because you're too panicked or tense. This level of anxiety is harmful, and that's when you need to do something to feel less anxious so you can fully enjoy your teen life. You know, that's something that is so critical, too. There are times when, for one reason or another, people really do enjoy being alone most of the time, whether it's because they have a mission. Maybe they want to be a great musician, playing whatever instrument or instruments they want to play. They want to be really, really good at it. They're not necessarily trying to be considered the best, but they want to be really, really good at it, regardless of how other people play, in other words. Their real focus is, how well will I play? I want to play very well. So some of them might practice, learning to read music very well. Some may practice, learning to play simply by hearing the music and taking it from there. Some may want to spend time learning to really read the music well and learning to excel by playing by what they hear, or as a lot of people call it, playing by ear, E-A-R, ear. Just hear it and play it. Whichever the route they choose, just sight reading the music, just playing by what they hear, or combining the two, reading the music and playing according to what they hear. They want to play well. They may spend a lot of time alone working with their music. Someone may want to be a great painter. They may spend a lot of time alone learning to paint. And then, you know, when they're ready to get on out, hang with their friends, they get out and hang with their friends. Some people find that they're much more fulfilled hanging with friends most of the time. And they really don't get into spending much time alone. They're just not there. That's just not for them. Okay. But how about that person who really prefers to be hanging with friends more than they do, but they don't because they get so uptight about the thought of hanging with their friends? That anxiety is taking away from the quality of their life. So how can teens cope with anxiety? How have you coped with it? Have you picked up on some techniques, some strategies, some approaches that have worked well for you that you can share with some of your peers? Some strategies that might work for them if they're having a difficult time hanging with friends? I mean, doing appropriate things. Of course, we don't want people hanging with peers for the purpose of doing drugs or running to women, running to men, whoever it is they're going to run. They just want to get to a point where they say, hey, you know what? I'm spending too much time alone. I really don't want to be by myself as much as I am. I want to spend more time with people my age. Going to basketball games, going to football games, eating pizza while watching a movie. What works? What has worked for you? Well, I'll share some more ideas as we go along. Talking about teens and anxiety on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's a broken old pew and it's an echoing cry. Don't sell yourself short on breath, heavy on time. You lost the words, but you found the rhyme. It's all just poetry now. The walls are singing.